Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Father, we are thankful and grateful. We thank you for a wonderful opportunity to gather at your feet to hear your word. Lord, we ask of your Holy Spirit to teach us, minister to us. We pray, Lord, that none of us will leave here the same as we came. But may we leave here with a renewed mind, change from within, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way amongst us. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord. And please sit on top of your enemy, and he shall not rise again. Amen. Wonderful. Well, this afternoon, I am going to start a short series with you. And I want you to really pay attention and receive it in your heart. Well, so this afternoon, I'm going to share with you about why God established the tithe. Why God established the tithe. Hallelujah. Now, all of you here should have our prophet's books, all the books must be with you at this point. And so we are sharing from one of the prophet's books why non-tithing Christians become poor and how tithing Christians become rich. That is a long title for a book, but a very powerful book. So I want all of you to have that book. If you don't have it, at the end of the service, see any of our shepherds, and we will share the books with you. You'll have all of the books for free. Very powerful books, very wonderful books. And this is a book that I'll recommend for everyone to read, especially if you want to prosper in life, if you want to do well in life. You'll want to read this book. So why God established the tithe? The mysterious purpose. And we are reading from that book in chapter 9. So you can turn to chapter 9 and read with me. And we are reading it together. Is it a good thing?
Yes.
What a church. The message is in your hand and is in my hand. And we are reading together. It's a blessing. So the mysterious purpose of the tithe. The tithe is a very mysterious thing that God established. Hallelujah. The tithe is a mysterious multi-purpose offering that is presented to the house of the Lord. Now, your tithe mysteriously will achieve so many purposes of God by you paying your tithe. And you'll notice that every time you pay tithe, you contribute towards one of these mysterious purposes. You make contribution towards a mysterious purpose. And when you contribute towards each one of these purposes, what you are doing is you are causing God to unlock a different type of blessing into your life. That is a mystery of the tithe. That whenever you pay a tithe, you are making a mysterious contribution towards God's purpose, what God intends to do, something that God intends to do. You make contribution towards that. And what you do is that then you cause God, or you trigger for God to now bless you. Hallelujah. God would like to bless you by you contributing to the tithe. Hallelujah. You unlock so many kinds of blessings by contributing to your tithe or to the tithe. And sometimes you may not even intend to accomplish that purpose directly. What God is trying to accomplish through your tithe, you may not have the intention to contribute towards that. Hallelujah. But you accomplish that indirectly, and it brings blessings towards you. Say amen. So here, we are going to learn the mysterious purposes of the tithe as Moses showed to the people. Moses revealed to the people of Israel these mysterious purposes that God intends for the tithe. Number one, God established the tithe for people to show gratitude to God. Amen. God established the tithe for people, for you and I, to show gratitude towards God. Amen. Now, you will notice that people are naturally ungrateful. Human beings naturally are ungrateful. Hallelujah. Now, one of the main reasons why many people are ungrateful is because of forgetfulness. Many people forget the good that has been done for them or to them. And this is one of the main reasons why many people are ungrateful. You know, I was looking in the dictionary for the meaning of gratitude, to show gratitude towards God. And one, it says, are you listening? I want you to listen. When we are reading, we read. But if I'm ministering and you are also, your head is down, it means you are doing something else. And no two things can be done simultaneously, precisely. That's a scientific law. I was looking in the dictionary, and for the definition of gratitude, it says the quality of being thankful. The quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Readiness to show appreciation for something and then to return kindness. That is gratitude. Then it says, gratitude is pausing. Are you listening? I don't feel like. Okay, very good. It says, gratitude is pausing to notice and appreciate the things that we often take for granted. That is gratitude. You pause to notice and appreciate the things that we take for granted, such as having a place to live, or food to eat, or clean water to drink, or such as having friends or family, and I add having a church, because this definition was by worldly people, you know. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 1. We're going to read a lot of scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 26. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 1. It says, and it shall be when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. You know, perhaps why don't we read from the NLT, you know, so this doesn't look like the NLT. It says, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you as a special possession, and you have conquered it and settled there, some of the first produce from each crop that you harvest into a basket and bring it to the designated place of worship, the place the Lord your God chooses for his name to be honored. He says, go to the priest in charge at that time and say to him, with this gift, I acknowledge to the Lord your God that I have entered the land he swore to our ancestors he will give us. With this gift, I acknowledge to the Lord your God, as he promised to bring me to the land where he had promised to my ancestors. Has the Lord your God brought you to a goodly land? Has God brought you to a certain place? So he was telling the people of Israel that go to the priest in charge and say to him that I have come with this. I have brought this to acknowledge what the Lord has done. To acknowledge to the Lord. With this gift, I acknowledge to the Lord that I have entered the land he swore to our ancestors that he will give us. Hallelujah. So it means if the Lord has brought you anywhere without even having, whenever you get anything, not that you are prospered, but just that the Lord has brought you somewhere, he wants you to acknowledge that he has brought you somewhere. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? How many can testify that God has brought you somewhere? Amen. Number two, God established the tithe for people to remember where God lifted them from. God established the tithe for people to remember where God lifted them from. Hallelujah. Now, one thing that I have noticed is that it is very easy for people to forget their beginnings. It is very easy for people to forget their low beginnings. Their nothing beginnings. It's very easy for people to forget. And if you notice, there are several great people, for instance, in the Bible, that this was a reason for the cause of their downfall. Someone like King Saul. This was the reason why he fell. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 16, the Bible says, then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. This is when God has instructed Saul to go to war with Amalekites. These Amalekites were very evil to the people of Israel. They tortured them. And God, moving his people, experienced this encounter with Amalekites and wanted to punish them. So he sent Saul to fight them, and he gave specific instructions to Saul. But Saul was a king, and he went to the war and decided to do certain things contrary to what the Lord has instructed. I think you all know that story. And now, the Lord was rebuking him through Samuel when Saul came back with the bleating goats, with all the goods that he had taken from the people of Amalek, which they were supposed to have destroyed. Then it says, Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. What the Lord told me. He said unto him, say on. This is Saul. Tell me, what has the Lord said? What did he say? And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, When you were little in your own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? You see, many people forget their beginnings. Many people tend to forget how low they were, especially when you are elevated to a certain stage in life. When people advance in status, from a low status to a high status, they easily forget where they started from. Hallelujah. Now, this is one of the reasons why many people are ungrateful. When they cannot remember how low they were once. When they cannot remember how poor they were. When they cannot remember how wretched their lives were. When they cannot remember how sick they were. When they cannot remember. When you forget when you were down. When you forget the time that you were down. You will never be a grateful person. And that is the reason why many people are unthankful. That is the reason why many people are not kind. Amen. It is the reason why many people are not kind to others. They are not considerate of others. You know, when we were students in secondary school, you know, when you come as a beginner in the secondary school, we used to call it Form 1. I don't know if, I think it's changed. It's not the same. And the people ahead of you were very brutal people. Many of them. Very brutal. Very mean. You know, some of us went to Form 1 when we were very young and very small. And these people were very brutal, very wicked. They take your food, all the food that your parents, this is the first time you are leaving home, that they are so worried, they have filled your boxes. We have something called chop box. That means the eating box, the box that your food comes in. And they fill it. And then when you go, these, we call them seniors. They're not seniors like senior citizens, but they are ahead of you. You know, they will take all your food. They will take all your food. They will make you do some difficult task. They will punish you for small things that you do. They will make you kneel down on some rocks. You kneel, you put your knees down. Torture, it's like torture. You know? And this is how it was. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this with you is that people forget when they were this low, when they also experienced this. And then when they also become seniors, hey, they do the same thing to the people who will come later on. What they did not like, what they hated, what they dreaded, what made them want to leave school and not come back again, they do the same thing to people who will come afterwards. And it goes on and on and on. I have noticed that also, even in the hospitals, where doctors are trained, they have junior doctors who have just started. And they are tortured. Real torture. I'm not saying to scare you from. That's a tradition. And then when they also become seniors, they do the same thing to the juniors. So I realize that human beings are forgetful. They can't remember their difficulties. They can't remember their loneliness. They can't remember when they were down. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? When people were slaves, they were suffering, being tortured and harassed, working unusual conditions, And then among the slaves, they take one and they make that person a leader. And he is more wicked than the master. You see, so you realize that people cannot remember their low beginnings. People are wicked. Hallelujah. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? But when you honor God with your tithe, you are indirectly acknowledging that you were once very low and God has brought you this far. You were once nothing. You had nothing before. And you remember your suffering. You remember the suffering from lack, suffering from poverty, suffering from hunger, suffering from sicknesses. You remember, as you bring your tithe to the Lord, you are remembering and acknowledging that you were once low and God brought you this far. Amen. That it is God who has placed something in your hand. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 4. It says, and the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. Jacob was a Syrian or Aramean ready to perish. He says, when you bring your tithe, this is what you are saying to the Lord. You will say, you will speak and say before the Lord. So God wants to use a tithe to make you acknowledge your low beginnings. He says, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation, great and mighty and populous. And then the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. So as the Lord has brought them to a goodly land, he wants them to take some of the good things in that land and come before him and say, I am a son of a Syrian who was ready to perish, who did so well in Egypt, prospered, and then the Egyptians rose up against us and tormented us, tortured us, made us work unusual conditions, difficult conditions, put us through pain and suffering. And now here I am, not a slave anymore, that the Lord has placed this in my hand. I acknowledge you, Lord. I acknowledge you, Lord. Because God knows that if he does not institute this tithe, the people will not even remember. They will not remember. They will forget. And they will think that when they were in Egypt, they were eating melons and onions and garlic and seasoned food and enjoying life. Many people, God has lifted you up. God has lifted many people up from beginnings and beginnings that you will not even like to share. Beginnings that you are embarrassed even to reveal. But you know. You know where God lifted you up from. And he wants you to acknowledge that. To remember where he lifted you from. The difficulties. Amen. God has brought you very far. God has brought you to a goodly land. You are talking about now, you have your own house. You have your own apartment that you have decorated. But God wants you to remember that there was a time that you didn't have this. Today, when you rise up in the night, you don't want to open your eyes, but you can go to a bathroom. But you have to remember that there was a time, if you do that, you will not get there. God wants you to remember. God wants you to acknowledge. Amen. Today you sit in a car and you start it and it's going. But there was a time that you want to ask people to push your car for you before it will start. God wants you to remember. Today you stay somewhere and then you put on your phone and a car will come and you say, it's Uber, whatever they call it. And then you sit in it. But there was a time that you will sit in a car that, you know, let me tell you. There are certain cars, if you sit in, by the time you get to your destination, all your bones are disjointed. They have gone out of joint. Oh, yes. And God wants you to remember, everyone has a low beginning. Everyone has a low beginning. And God wants you to remember, to acknowledge Him. So God instituted a tithe that you will bring and say, Lord, I remember where you picked me from. I remember where I was. And I acknowledge where you have brought me. Amen. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? Number three, God established the tithe as a prayer of thanksgiving. As a prayer of thanksgiving. God established the tithe as a prayer of thanksgiving. In Deuteronomy 26 and verse 7, we're still reading from Deuteronomy. It says, and when we cried unto the Lord our God, when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. The Lord heard our voice and He looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. Hallelujah. So every time you get paid, every time you receive a paycheck in your account, if you can remember certain prayers that you prayed in your time of suffering, if you can recollect certain prayers that you prayed in your time of difficulty, in your adversity, in your time of labor, and in your time of oppression, that is what God establishing the tithe. He says, they come and they will say a prayer of thanksgiving, first acknowledging. He says, when we cried unto the Lord our God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. Amen. Whenever you reflect on certain prayers that you prayed in your difficult times, it will cause you to remember God. If you ever get a paycheck and you start reflecting on certain prayers that you prayed, were certain situations that you knew no man could help you. No one could help you. If you can remember those prayers when you were seeking the face of God for a visa, when you were praying and fasting for a visa, that God will open this door that the visa will happen. There were difficulties surrounding your situation. Complex situation. Complex issues. If you can remember that you knew that unless the Lord intervenes, there is no way. When you were praying for a visa for your husband to join you, for your wife to join you, when you were praying on the day of your interview, you came and you say, Reverend, today is the day. Pray for me. I'm going. You spoke in tongues from the number 2 train through to number 4 train, switched the number 4 train until you got to, what is it? Federal State Plaza. What is the train station there? Today you have forgotten, you see. You don't remember. But you went there like this. You didn't eat. You didn't drink. Just in case at the interview you feel like we win and then something will happen. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? If you can remember that you were going with complex baggage, and except the Lord intervenes, your fire was like this. Your fire. Am I preaching a message? Am I speaking to somebody? If you can remember. If you can remember praying for a job. Interview after interview after interview, and you don't hear from them. Interview after interview, application after application, you don't hear from them, and you will go on your knees to pray. You went for the interview and you saw the people who also came to interview, and they were talking to you, and you hear the way they were talking. You wanted to leave, not even go for the interview. You can understand. If you can remember the times that you were praying for a marriage, praying that God will cause someone to propose to you, just propose to you, or someone to say yes. Someone to say yes. If you can remember. Certain prayers that you prayed. Amen. Praying that you will pass that class. Do you remember? Praying that you will pass that class. Because they almost kick you out of the program. They almost drove you out of the program. And you say, Lord, if you do not intervene, all these years are wasted. You are going to take that class, you were shaking. And you were praying. Today, because of that, you won't serve God with your substance. You won't even do the work of God. You will not even do the work of God. But you almost did not finish. Almost did not finish. Is somebody listening to me? You see, if God does not institute the tithe, you will not remember these situations. You will not remember that times were difficult and you prayed. He says, and he heard us. He heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. He heard. If you acknowledge that God heard you, God heard you. Amen. He says, and the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he had brought us into this place and had given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, are you listening? He says, and now behold, you see, he has listed the prayer and he has listed the response, how God intervened. He is remembering, God is causing you here. He says, remember the prayer. Remember how difficult the situation is, how you prayed, and how God heard you and answered. And as a result, he says, and now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which is the tithe. I have brought the first fruit of the land, which thou, O Lord, has given me. You are saying it is God who has given to you. You are acknowledging that what is in your hand is from God. He says, and now, And now I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, has given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship him before the Lord thy God. And worship him before the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. So God wants you to worship him with your tithe. God wants you to worship him with your tithe. He's established a tithe that you will worship him with your tithe. Amen. That you bring your tithe as a form of honor to the Lord, to worship him, to bring him thanksgiving with your tithe. To acknowledge that he answered your prayer. So let's look at the opposite. So if you refuse to pay your tithe, if you do not honor the Lord, if you refuse to pay your tithe, then you are refusing to worship God. Oh, you don't understand. Okay, let's read it again. It says, and now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which the Lord our God has given me, and thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. With your tithe, worship before the Lord thy God. So if you don't bring your tithe, you are saying, I will not worship you. So refusing to pay your tithe is to refuse to worship God. Amen. You see, you can sing and you can praise and you can say, but you have to assess yourself and say, is your treasure in your singing? Are you listening? Is your treasure in your singing? Is that where your treasure is? Because if your treasure is not in the singing, then I want to announce to you, according to the scriptures, that your heart is not in the singing. So lifting up our hands and singing to him is not a worship if your heart is not in it. If you cannot give to God of your substance, it means you can't give me your heart, because where your treasure is, that is where your heart is also. So if singing is not worthy, it doesn't cost you anything. In fact, you come leisurely. Even to take Uber to come early to sing is costing you too much. If you don't get a ride, I'm not coming. If I have to take a bus and then transfer, and it's costing me time, and it's too treacherous. It's too much of a treasure to me. It's too precious to me. I can't make it. Let me find something close by. So if the praise, if the worship does not have your heart, does not have treasure or value to you, then your heart is not in it. You see, the people, they don't like my message. Number four. Number four. God established the tithe so that you would enjoy the 90%, knowing that you have given God his due. God established the tithe so that you would enjoy the 90%, knowing that you have given God his due. Amen. You know, God is a very generous God. How many of you understand that God does not need your money? God does not need your money. God does not need your money. But you will see that if God really wants your heart, he has to touch your money. If God wants your heart, if God wants you to serve him with your heart, he has to touch your money. He has to see where your heart is. He has to see what is important to you. What is precious to you. You know, I believe you have come into a situation before that if it required that you would have given your whole month's paycheck for that situation, you would do that. You have never come to a situation like that before. That if it would have cost you, if it would have cost you your whole month's paycheck to pass the NCLEX, is it that, that's what they call it? You wouldn't mind. You can even borrow to pay. Thank you. And then pay an installment later. You see, when you get to a certain situation, you are willing to part with God. You are willing to part and give to God. When you go through certain challenges, you are ready to part and let go. But God wants you to give that you will enjoy what he has blessed you with. He wants you to give that you will enjoy what he has blessed you with. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 11, it says, "And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levites and the stranger that is among you." God wants you to enjoy. You see, it is difficult for you to acknowledge God. It is difficult for you to part because of God. There are so many things that is so easy. It's so easy for you to part with. But when it comes to the church, when it comes to God, certain things are costly. They are very expensive. Now you have to think. You have to think about it. You have to think about it. He says, "You shall serve and I will bless." Now there is only one enemy who does not want you to have the blessings of God. So why don't you ask, why is it that it's so easy for me to let go of this? It's so easy for me to pay this much to repair this car. It's so easy for me to pay this much to buy this. It's so easy for me to, but when it comes to my tithe, it is so difficult. But he says, "Bring in all the tithe into the storehouse, that there will be meat in my house." And then the subsequent one, he says, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake." I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. That is the Lord. I will rebuke the devourer. The devourer is the one who devours your treasure, who devours your substance, who devours your health, who devours your joy, your peace. And the Bible says that through your tithe, I'll rebuke him for your sake. Amen. That is why someone will buy a refrigerator and it will last for so long. And then you have gone through 8 refrigerators. And you wonder. You wonder why every time your car is broken down. You wonder why you put iron on just to iron this nice dress and then the iron takes part of your clothes. You won't pay your tithe. You won't pay your tithe. You put the iron, you just picking up your phone and then you come and it's brown. And then you have to buy another one. You won't pay your tithe. He says, "I will rebuke the devourer for your sake." I will rebuke the devourer. The devourer that causes you to waste your money like that, I will rebuke him. Disappointment. You go, co-payment. You say you have insurance, but here, co-payment. This one too, co-payment. This one, co-payment. You co-payment, co-payment, co-payment. But God says, I will rebuke the devourer such that you will not need a doctor. You will not need co-payment. You say, honor me with your substance. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He says, I will bless the food that you eat. And I'll bless the water that you drink, that there will be no sickness. You will not need the doctor that you need, the endocrinologist co-payment. You need the gynecologist co-payment. You need the orthopedic doctor co-payment. You need the dentist co-payment. Everywhere you are paying. He says, I'll rebuke the devourer. That you will enjoy the fruit of your labor. You will enjoy the fruit of your labor. That one too is a blessing. To even enjoy the fruit of your labor. Last time I was sharing with the church, the workers of the church and the shepherds, there are some of you, you don't enjoy the fruit of your labor. You don't enjoy, it's a curse. Because to enjoy the fruit of your labor is a blessing from God. That be able to enjoy what you have worked for is a blessing from God. Oh, you don't know that? Oh, yes. There are many people who have worked very hard and have piled and piled and piled, and they are suffering. They can't. When they are eating, they are crying. Oh yes, they are crying. That I went to buy the salad and it was $15. Hey, 15. You want to change your mind? And as you are eating, you are crying. As you are eating. You make so much. We say, oh, we are going to sit somewhere to eat and it will cost each person $35. $45. Hey! Why? If 35, if I go to, what are the supermarkets here? Key Food. If I go to Key Food, I can buy this, I can buy that, I can buy this, I can buy this. Ah! 35, I can eat for 1 week. But go and sit somewhere. Let someone serve you. Serve you. You sit down and all you do is look at a list of food and say, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And then you sit down and relax. And someone in the heat, in the kitchen, cooking, cooking and cooking and cooking, and is finished. And someone will carry that food and bring to you that you will eat. And they come and ask you, anything else? You say, bring this more. Anything else? Yes, bring. You want dessert? Yes, bring. And you want this? Yes, bring. Anything else? I'm done. Ah, I'm full. And you are ready to go. You don't have to wash the dishes. You don't have to clean the table. You don't have to do anything. You get up and you go. That is a blessing from God. To enjoy the fruit of your labor is a blessing from God. And you cannot do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. And it's a curse. It's not that you don't have the money, but you cannot do it. You will cry, sister. Brother, you will cry. If you do that, you will cry. There will be misery in your home. There will be anger. There will be frown faces. There will be fight in your home. If you do that, you'll be very angry. He says, to enjoy the fruit of your labor, that is a blessing from God. That is a blessing from God. Amen. That is a blessing from God. Number five, last one. Let me give you one last one. God established a tithe to pay the pastors or the Levites and keep them working in the house of God. You see, God wants to accomplish certain things, and he has done that through the tithe. Through the tithe. He says, God established the tithe to pay the pastors, the Levites, and keep them working in the house of God. Amen. This is an establishment that God made. In Numbers 18 and verse 21, the Bible says, as for the tribe of Levi, your relatives, I will compensate them or I will compensate them for their service in the tabernacle. Instead of an allotment of land, I will give them the tithes from the entire land of Israel. Amen. So the priests, or the Levitical priests, or the Levites, God intended that they will serve him. They will do the work of the tabernacle, and he wanted the people to bring them tithe, to pay tithes to them. Amen. It says in Deuteronomy 26 and verse 12, when thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levites, hallelujah. So God intended that tithes be made available for his pastors to be paid. Now, we in this church, by the grace of God, we have been blessed with the wisdom of the laicos. We have been blessed with the wisdom of the lay ministry. Hallelujah. And the large percentage of the UD pastors are able to work and do the ministry work at the same time. That is a blessing. Are you listening? That is a blessing. And so the large majority of us work and do the work of the ministry as well. So you don't have to pay us. In fact, we have to pay into the church as well. Are you listening? But there are full-time pastors. There are certain pastors who have dedicated all of their lives, their whole lives, to work for the house of God, or to work in the house of God. There are pastors who went to school just like you, have degrees just like you. In fact, the presiding bishop is a medical doctor, fully qualified medical doctor, who laid down his stethoscope and picked up the ministry work and dedicated his whole life. In fact, he was not just a medical doctor. He was a medical doctor and a businessman. But he laid it down and came to work for the Lord full time. And so are many of our pastors who also have laid down their lives, their degrees. There were some who were in other countries such as the UK and Australia. They were working with banks. Some of them were in Switzerland, working with top companies, and they left their work and went to some poor countries just to do the work of the ministry. And these we have to provide for. These people we have to care for. These people, the tithe helps to provide for them, that the ministry work will go on, that the work of God will go on, that the gospel will be preached to places where others will not go. Amen. There are other young people who have set their lives to go on missionary. They are missions. They go into missionary and they do the work of God. Such people we have to provide for. Hallelujah. So God wants to use your tithe to do all of this, to accomplish all of this. And so when you put your tithe down into the church, when you bring your tithe to God, you are helping him accomplish all of these things. And whenever you do that, you trigger God now to pay you. Let me tell you, you do yourself a great disfavor when you don't pay your tithe. Don't let difficulties and challenges and lack make you not pay tithe. The Bible says that your God knows that you have need of these things. You have need of these things. But he says, seek my kingdom first. Bring these things to get my kingdom going. Let my kingdom be your priority. Let my kingdom be your main thing. And do them. Let there be provision in my house. And he says, and your Father who is in heaven knoweth that you have need of these things. Your Father in heaven knows that you need a house. Your Father in heaven knows that you need to pay your rent. You need to pay your mortgage. You need to do your hair. You need to wear nice shoes. Your Father in heaven knows that you need to drive a nice car. But he says, seek my kingdom first. Let my kingdom be your priority. And all the other things, they will be added. It's mysterious. It is a mystery. And you will not do it until you have faith in God. And I want you to be a church that has faith in God. You cannot walk with God without faith. He says, without faith, it's impossible. It's not like it's difficult. But the Bible says, it is impossible. It's impossible if you don't have faith. Young people, I want you to grow up to be people who are tithe payers. Consistent, faithful tithe payers. Not tithe payers who are run by difficult situations. That when things are okay, I'll pay this time. God wants faithfulness. God wants faithfulness. Not people who serve him with convenience. You know, when we talk about loyalty and faithfulness, you know, we cannot even bring that word until there is a reason to be unfaithful. Or you don't understand it. If all things were nice and everything is working out well, if there is no lack, there is no difficulty, your bus fare, your train fare is bought, rent is paid, groceries are paid, clothes, laundry, your car is paid off, everything is paid, everything. And you have this money and you pay. Does that call for faithfulness? But faithfulness arises when there is a challenge now. There is a difficult, there is a little setback in your finances. And you says, I am faithful to God. I know the Lord will provide. I know the difficult situation that I'm in, but the kingdom of God comes first. That is faithfulness. That is faithfulness. And that is what the Lord looks for. He says, yes, you are good. You pay. You pay. But faithful. So the reward is for good and faithful servants. You are a good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. God is seeking to bless you. God is always looking for a way to bless you. God is always looking for an opportunity to bless you. When the people of Israel came to the Red Sea and they had no way of going, God could have spoken and parted the ocean. But he asked Moses, what is in your hand? What is in your hand? God is always looking for what you have that he will use it to bless you. When the 5,000 people gathered around Jesus and they were hungry and they were starving, and he asked, what would they eat? What would they eat? The Bible says he himself knew what he would do. But then they told him, there is this little boy who has this few loaves of fish and few loaves of bread and fishes. What is this to so many? He says, let them bring that. God wants what you have. And he wants to bless it. He wants to multiply it and give back to you. But are you ready to bring those few loaves and the fishes that you have? Are you willing? Are you prepared? There is nothing that is too difficult for God. There is nothing that is impossible. Are you listening? So when you are withholding from God, you are withholding a great deal from you. A great deal. A great deal. You know, the deception is that you keep and then you have more. But the spiritual aspect of it is that you give and you will give back. Is somebody understanding the word of God? When you give to the Lord, you are giving him an opportunity to give to you. There are so many things that God wants to do in your life. There are so many things that God is prepared to do in your life. But he wants to see what you have in your hand. So every time you come to honor him, he says, honor me with thy substance and with the first fruit of thy increase. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. One of my favorite scriptures. It says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. He established the tithe, that you make this provision in his house. He says, bring ye in all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will be room not enough in your life to contain them. I tell you, anytime you withhold from the Lord with that little tenth, you are withholding abundant from yourself, where there's not room enough to receive it. This is the word of God. Now you have to question yourself and say, do I believe the word of God? Do I believe the word of God? If you don't believe the word of God, you will never honor this scripture. Amen. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? If you believe the word of God, you will not withhold that tenth from him. If he's able to give you such that you will not have room enough in your life to contain them. Beloved, it's backsliding state to not pay your tithe. It is a backsliding state. It's a backsliding state of worship. You are not worshiping God anymore. You are not thanking God anymore. You are not honoring God anymore. You are not saying thank you, God, anymore. You are not respecting what God has given you anymore. You are not remembering where God lifted you up from anymore. And it's a backsliding state. And you need to assess yourself. The preaching is very hard. Let us bring the preaching to an end. And we will continue next time we meet. Clap your hands together for the Lord and rise to your feet and let us bring the service to her. Amen. Bow your heads with me and let us pray. I want you to pray for just a few minutes and pray if you happen to be in this state of backsliding, this backsliding state where now you don't pay your tithe anymore. You don't give to the Lord. You don't honor him with your substance anymore. If that is your state, pray and say, Lord, whatever difficulty, whatever has become a hindrance for me to fall into this backsliding state, Lord, deliver me from. You have to analyze yourself and examine yourself. Maybe it's greed. Maybe it's excess of acquiring. Ask the Lord to deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help us. Deliver us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Deliver us from this backsliding state. Oh, God. This backsliding state of dishonoring you. Oh, Lord. By withholding from you. By not acknowledging your blessings. By not acknowledging your provision. By not acknowledging what you have done for us. By not being thankful. Lord, deliver us from this backsliding state. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Deliver us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, save us from this backsliding state. Save us from this backsliding state. This backsliding state of withholding our tithe from you. Your word says, bring in all the tithe into the storehouse. Lord, your word says, honor me with the first fruit of thy increase. Lord, we have withheld from you. We pray for forgiveness. We pray, Lord, that you set us free from this grace, from this hindrance, and from this difficulty. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father, we are thankful and grateful for your word. We pray, Lord, that you set us free from this backsliding state, withholding from you. Oh God, set us free from every form of greed. Set us free, Lord, from every difficulty, any situation. Oh God, our faithlessness, conditions, Lord, that come our way, that causes us, Lord, to withhold from you. Lord, deliver us from them all. In the name of Jesus, set us free, Lord, that we will bring to you with gladness, with joyfulness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon, you are not born again, and you want to give your life to Christ. I want to give you that opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. If that is your prayer, you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Anyone here like that? God bless you. God bless you. Is there anyone else here? You want to give your life to Christ? I want to pray with you. Is there anyone else? You want to give your life to Jesus? Lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. You want to receive Jesus as your Savior, as your Master. If you lifted up your hand, come here. I want to pray with you. Join me here in the front. If you lifted up your hand, you want to give your life to Christ, come forward. Come forward. I saw your hand, young man. If you really are serious and you want to give your life to Christ, come forward and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone? You lifted up your hand, you want to come forward? Wonderful. If you mean it, come forward and I'll pray with you. Why don't you all join me and let's say this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please have mercy on me. I have sinned against you. Please wash me with your blood. I welcome you into my life. I receive you as my Lord. I receive you as my Master and as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.